Grade 7A, A Christmas Do the Right Thing. And now it's time for another edition of TV's favorite show, Do the Right Thing. Here are our hosts, Mr. Prue and Mr. Saruchanapon. Hello, everybody in TV land. Welcome to our number one rated show. Hey, dude, how was your weekend? Great, thanks. My family and I did another right thing. What was that? Well, we were driving down a country road and found some chickens walking along with their baby chicks. They looked lost. How do chickens look when they are lost? I don't know, sort of like that. What did you do? Well, we took them to a nearby chicken farm called Sam's Delicious Chickens. Guess they are safe there now. Smart, huh? Dude, Sam's Delicious Chickens? Don't you know what kind of a farm that is?
No.
But it looked nice. And the chickens there had lots of food, so I think they must be happy. I don't think so. Sam's Delicious Chickens end up cut into pieces and placed in the frozen food section of supermarkets. Oh, you mean they become my dinner? Oops. Oh, well. As they say, chicken one day, feathers the next. So, what do we have on the show today? Right. We have several groups who are here to show us what right things they have done recently. As usual, we will watch each video and pick the winning group. Right. And the winning group will win a free trip to Right Thing World Championship, being held in Bangkok, Thailand. Wow! I want to go there. I hear it is beautiful. Right. So let's get started. Here is group number one with their video. Roll the tape. Emma gets angry and pushes Elsa. Elsa, why do you always get compliments but I don't?
I don't know. I'm sorry. Maybe I said something. Maybe it was my fault.
Whatever. I just hate you. But I'm okay. Whatever you're going to say, I don't know, but I'm done with you.
Elsa, what's wrong?
Are you okay?
It's all right. You can tell us. We're your friends.
We saw what Emma did to you. Can you tell us what happened? We want to help.
Calm down. It's okay to have a problem with a friend.
Well, I don't know. Everything seemed so bad, and it was like being mean to her. I felt like I was in trouble. I didn't want her to get mad because of me.
What did you do to her? Why was Emma complaining to you?
Emma and I helped you, Gina. Emma and I helped you study for the Christmas term tests, and I was the one who got compliments from you and other people. Emma didn't understand why she didn't receive any compliments like I did. So she's kind of mad at me. Oh, I feel so badly for her.
What? She was mad because of this?
I don't think you did anything wrong, Elsa.
Don't I know it?
What you should do is tell the teacher about this to prove you're not wrong.
Yes, that's the right thing to do.
But I don't want Emma to get into trouble. Please don't tell the teacher.
We should. Ms. Sarah says, if we know that we're right, don't be afraid to tell the truth.
Okay. Look, here comes Ms. Sarah now. Come on.
Excuse me, Ms. Sarah. Can we have a word with you?
Sure. Looks like you girls are serious. What's the matter?
We feel Elsa doesn't deserve Emma doing bad things to her. Elsa and Emma helped me to study for the Christmas tests. Elsa got a lot of compliments from our friends for helping me. But Emma didn't get any. So Emma complained and hurt Elsa.
Well, for sure Elsa didn't do anything wrong.
Someone call Emma, please. I want to talk to her about this.
Oh, look. There's Emma now. Emma, come here.
What now?
Oh, hi, Ms. Sarah.
Emma, I understand you have a problem with Elsa.
I guess she got all the compliments for helping Gina, and I didn't get any. That's not fair. That's nice that you helped Gina. Did you help as much as Elsa?
Well, no. I have to babysit my little brother. Mom had to go out of town for work, and Dad has to work too. Elsa was able to spend more time with Gina. I wanted to, but I couldn't.
Oh, that puts a different light on things.
Did you know about this, that Emma had to spend time at home?
No.
Emma, why didn't you tell us?
I felt badly. I wanted to help you more, but I was embarrassed that my parents have to work all the time.
You girls are all good friends, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, misunderstandings happen. That's why the right thing to do is to get together with friends, not to gossip, but to find out what is really happening.
Right. There usually is a good explanation.
And I know a right thing we can all do now. Emma, will you come with us now and we'll all go to the ice cream shop I'm buying?
Yes, I'd love to go, but let's all buy.
But we can't buy for ourselves. We have to buy for each other.
You come too, Miss Sarah.
No, thanks. At my age, the right thing to do is to not eat much ice cream. Have fun, girls, and Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas gift.
Good lesson there.
Right. Think before you speak. What's next?
Well, that was a bit of a serious skit, so time for something sillier.
Yes. This one, called Christmas Gift, has a talking wolf, some girls with colorful names.
Is there a Santa Claus this time?
Yes, don't worry.
So, enjoy Christmas Gift.
Dears, come here, please. Come here, please.
Do you know that today is Christmas Day?
Yes, today is the day that people get presents.
Then, do you know who is giving a present to you?
No, I don't know.
He is Santa Claus. Santa works very hard to bring presents to kids all over the world.
Wow!
So now you know who Santa is. Do you know that now Santa is in the forest?
Really? Let's go and find him, Red.
Yeah.
Good luck.
La 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 la.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wolf. Merry Christmas. I am Red, and I am Green.
Merry Christmas, Red and Green. Where are you going?
We're going to find Santa Claus, and we want to give him a small present for his hard work. But we don't have anything to give him. And we don't know where to find him.
You mean we don't know where he is? Oh, right.
I know. I know. I can help you. Come with me.
Look, that must be Santa's office. There's Santa.
Hey, Red. Look, Santa is working. Let's go help him.
Okay, let's go.
Hello, Santa. Hello.
Hello, girls. And a wolf?
Don't worry, Santa. He is a good wolf.
Okay, I trust you. Come in.
You look so busy. Can we help you?
No, it's my work.
Santa, let us help you, please.
Well, okay.
No problem.
You are good girls, and you are a good wolf. Some stories have good wolves, you know.
Thank you, Santa.
Santa, we have some presents for you.
My best present is the smile of children around the world when they get my presents. Goodbye, children.
And everyone in the audience, goodbye and Merry Christmas.
Another happy ending. I like happy endings.
It's Christmas, dude. Happy endings are a good idea.
Well, I hope we have a happy ending in the next one. I understand that in this play, some people aren't nice to their maid.
That's not cool.
Look how hard the maids work at our school. What's the play called?
Forgive and Forget. So, on with the show.
It is Christmas now. Yay! But I feel more serious than happy.
Why? more serious than happy. You love to laugh.
I know, but I hate our maid because I think grandmother loves her more than she loves me.
Ma'am, the Christmas decorations that you wanted are here.
I want a Christmas tree, too.
Okay. Chanita, hurry up with the Christmas tree.
No, now I want a ribbon to decorate my gift.
Okay, here you are.
Okay, maid, that is enough. You aren't working well. I hate you.
You shouldn't have been born in this world. I'm so sad. Why do these people hate me? I work hard for them.
What are you muttering, huh?
If I have a reason, I'll kick you out of my house.
Wow! Ha ha! Nick, let's go eat our breakfast. I'm sure Cook has made it.
Why do they hate me? I am a maid. I'm poor.
That's right, but...
But why do we need to divide people into classes? Even the richest people in the world can be thieves, can't they?
Huh.
I hope this Christmas I will meet some nice persons.
Oh, no. What's wrong with you, Pishaya?
It's okay. You can tell us.
Sometimes I hate it here. Your cousin is so mean.
That's horrible.
But not everybody makes you feel sad. There are a lot of good persons, too, like us.
Yes, just you too. Thank you.
Don't worry. I'll help. I'll teach them a lesson.
Supichaya and I still love you, even if no one else does.
Now you have to rest. I will serve dinner myself.
I have an idea. You set the table. I'll be right back.
Aha! I have a potion I found on the internet. This magic potion will make them be good persons in a little while, after a little sickness.
Good idea. I'm sorry, Wariwan, and Nick will feel badly for a bit, but they need to know a maid isn't bad just because she is a maid.
Pour it now, Chanita.
Whoa, looks delicious.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Help, help, help.
Thump, thump.
What was that sound? Oh, no. They need help. How can I help them? Can anyone hear me? Help.
Pishaya, look here.
Wow. Magic wake-up medicine from an angel. This should do the trick.
Huh? What happened?
Pishaya, are you helping me?
And me too?
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I was so mean to you, but you still helped me. Thank you so much.
Pishaya, you are a very, very good person.
Now I understand that everyone must have a chance and an opportunity to choose what they want to be.
Yes, me too. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. It's Christmas, a time to forgive and forget, and I forgive you.
Thank you again. Let's be friends, not a boss and a maid.
Yeah, but I want to thank two persons, Tenik and Chanita, for always being so nice.
Oh, right. Thanks. Now I know. If I didn't have you, I would be such a bad person. You are our maid. But you have taught me a lot. And so have you two.
Wow. Then it means we will have a perfect Christmas. Yay!
And we have done the right thing, too. Please, let us serve dinner. First to you, Pichaya, our wonderful maid.
Wow. They served dinner to the maid. That was cool.
Guess those ladies learned their lesson well.
Now for a change of pace. Sometimes people try to help someone who really doesn't need help. And this happens in our little play called Old Lady's Dream.
Dream, dream, where is she? My daughter is always late. I am tired from shopping for Christmas presents, and I want to go back home. Oh, my telephone is rattling in my pocket. Maybe that is Dream. Hello? Hello? Hello, Mom. I'm going to be late today. Can you go to wait for me on the other side of the road? Well, fine. Huh. Always late. Oh, my. Lots of traffic. I will never get across this road. Hey, Jenna, it's almost Christmas. What do you want for Christmas? Happiness. So, I wish you happiness, and I won't have to buy a present for you. Ha ha ha. Kidding. How about you? What do you want for Christmas? I want the biggest and most expensive toy in the world. Hey, look, there's an old lady there. I think she needs help. May I help you carry these bags? Oh, no, I can carry them by myself. Maybe they are thieves. We can help you. No! Dream, Dream, where are you? I need help. What are you two doing? Stop, both of you. They're going to steal my bags. No, it is just a misunderstanding. Yes, no, yes. Sayo, what do you mean by yes? I mean, you are right. Just a misunderstanding. Whatever. The truth is, we just want to help your sister hold these bags. Sister? Sister? Oh, how nice. I really love you both. Sister, she is my mother. I'm going to call the police. Hey, wait. Calm down, everybody. You are misunderstanding the situation. Both girls are trying to help the old lady. They're doing the right thing. I think you need to say something to them. Something nice.
You say it first.
No, you are my mother. You say it first.
No, you are my daughter. You need to respect me. You say it first.
Today, please. We have another play to do.
Sorry.
No problem. It's all right. Very good. You did another right thing.
It's now Christmas Eve.
Let's go to have some drinks and food at my house. Yay! That's a wonderful right thing. Wow, what a bunch of confused people. Yes, but they got it all sorted out and they helped each other. Well, now we are off to a fantasy land for our last play where someone else will learn a lesson at the Royal Castle. Take it away, girls. Sophia, this is Ms. Lucy, my new dress designer.
Good morning, Prince Sophia.
Good morning.
This is Joy, my daughter.
Good morning. Come with me, Lucy. We need to talk.
Thank you.
Sophia, you can stay and play with Joy.
Yes, Mum.
Rats. I want to go to the dance at the Christmas party, not babysit a little girl. I know. I can use the magic the royal magician taught me to build another Sophia.
I am Sophia the Worst. I don't like anything or anyone.
You have to play with Joy, and I will go to the dance at the Christmas party.
Joy? We will play hide and seek.
You hide, and I will seek.
Oh, goody, sounds like fun.
Goodbye, Joy. Christmas dance party, here I come.
Stop. Why are you here? Why didn't you stay and play with Joy?
Because I want to dance at the Christmas party, stupid. Time for fun, ha ha ha.
Stop. Hey. Who is Sophia?
Me! Me!
Time for the truth. I built her so I could do the Christmas party, could go to the Christmas party. I'm sorry, Joy. Not a good way to treat my little sister at Christmas time. And I'm sorry to you, Sophia, for making you a mean person.
I guess I am mean. But I don't know how to be nice. Don't worry. We will teach you how to be a good Sophia. Now you have the chance to be a good Sophia. We will call you Sophia too. Thank you. That's a very great name. But it is Christmas, so still we should have a party. All right, girls. Have fun together at the Christmas castle. Wait, who is this? This is Sophia too. She is a nice girl who has come to live with us. Great. Let's all dance. Let's dance together. Yes, all of us, and Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you, audience. We hope you enjoyed the Grade 7A Christmas show. 7A, come on and get out here for a big bow. The end.